The government is big, 2 million people in the civilian workforce, and it's also middle-aged. Only 7% are under 30. Now, the Office of Personnel Management has come out with something called the Pathways Toolkit to help agencies hire greater numbers of younger people. Joining us now with more is Tim McManus, the Vice President of Education and Outreach at the Partnership for Public Service. He talked with Tom Temin about how they helped OPM develop the new tools.
It was a great process, working collaboratively with the Office of Personnel Management. We actually had some support from the Volcker Alliance and the Robertson Foundation for Government in this as well. But most importantly, Tom, I think the biggest contribution to the toolkit and the resources that are part of these the new Pathways Kit are was the participation of federal agencies and those that are actually implementing Pathways right now. And Tom, the reason that was so important is as we looked at what some of the barriers to implementation of the Pathways has been, agencies could speak with a firsthand look and not only give us an OPM a very candid view of what wasn't working, but also clarification of how they were using it and what would actually make it easier for them to use as well. So we were able to uncover a lot more flexibilities than agencies thought that they could use on that, and then simply clarify some of the language and some of the approach that agencies can take.
When I hear the word toolkit, I think of wrenches and screwdrivers and things I can pick up and apply to machinery or wall plates or whatever the case might be. What does a toolkit consist of in this context?
Yeah, great question. I think what it is a set of different resources to help all of the players that are involved in implementation of Pathways, and frankly, that just means trying to hire good talent into government. So HR officials and hiring managers, how to effectively use the program. So for instance, Tom, there's a comprehensive handbook that's designed for HR officials, and one of the challenges that we heard in this process was that there's a lot of information out there on Pathways, but it's not all consolidated. So to bring that together in a single document that's actually easy to navigate, and then with links to the appropriate references in regulation and statute and law, was actually a great thing to help HR officials understand how to implement better. There's a toolkit or a set of resources directly for hiring managers. When should you think about bringing in interns to help look at a pipeline for your entry level talent? When is it that you really need to look at hiring somebody, with just a couple years out of college or university versus somebody with a great deal of experience? How can you use those more effectively? Helping both hiring managers and HR think about how they use the programs. I think the other thing that was really quite instructive in this process as well is, again, we heard going in a lot of agencies saying, the Pathways programs aren't as flexible as the previous hiring authorities that we had for students and recent graduates. And there's just not the same type of flexibility. So what we did is really went through the regulations and the policy associated with Pathways and looked for all of the flexibility that's there, and then tried to provide a set of examples of agencies that were actually using those flexibilities in an effective way. So it's actually, one of those things, Tom, where when somebody says, well, I can't do that, this resource helps to say, well, you can do that, and here's, in fact, how you can do it, and here, the second step of that, in fact, is here's who's doing it right now as well.
I guess the hiring regulations are very similar to the acquisition regulations in that if you look deep enough, you can pretty much find a way to do anything you want or need to do.
Yeah, and again, I think, everything within the constructs of, really the merit systems principle of appropriate application of veterans' preference in all of these, but again, really opening it up to say, here's really what the intent of the regulations are, here's what actually it allows you to do, and by the way, here's a set of agencies that have actually effectively done this. So again, really what we've tried to do more than anything else, and I think to OPM's credit, they're rolling out a hiring excellence campaign shortly that's not only focusing on Pathways programs, but hiring more generally, and are taking a lot of the tenets that were actually incorporated in the initial Pathways work with a set of myth busters. What can you do and what can't you do? There's a lot of myths out there, Tom, about what can or can't be done in hiring, and I think OPM is trying to do a great job, and again, some of this Pathways work set that up, is to kind of pull back the curtain and say, here's the truth about what can and can't be done.
We're speaking with Tim McManus, Vice President of Education and Outreach for the Partnership for Public Service. And can people that run programs that might actually need the people, can they get involved in this whole pathways issue to get those younger talent into the government? That is to say, is this only the domain for the hiring managers, or can program people also get involved?
Tom, those are the people that really need to. And when I reference a hiring manager, I'm not actually referring to somebody who's actually on the HR side of things, but it's actually the program manager who's actually responsible for doing the work and who probably is going to be supervising in one way, shape, or form that new employee that they're bringing in. Can they be involved? Absolutely. Should they be involved? Without question. And I think that's one of the things, not only as it relates to pathways, Tom, but as it relates to hiring more generally, is those folks who are actually responsible for doing the work have to be involved. And it's not, we have to start changing, I think, some of the dialogue that's going on as well. And right now, Tom, by and large, the language is, where can I be involved and how can that person be involved? It's not where and how, it's that they have to. And here's exactly what that looks like and has to look like going forward. We've got to make sure that those folks are on the front line of helping with the hiring and the entirety of the recruiting process.
You said that you looked at some of the agencies that were particularly adept at using pathways in pursuit of creating this toolkit. Are there any agencies that come to mind that are good at it?
Yeah, so I think there are several that, you know, in varying aspects of the pathways programs are doing a great job. I think, you know, if you look at NASA, and we talk about NASA a lot as doing a lot of things right, but I think, you know, they've really taken the time to draw in hiring managers into the process, the program managers, to say, what is the talent that you need? How do we actually bring it in through the pathways programs? I look at an agency like USDA, the Department of Agriculture. They've put a ton of focus on trying to bring in and create a more robust set of internship programs throughout the entire department. And the crux of that is really around pathways. They've done a lot of conversations with hiring managers to try to find out what are their needs, what worked with their old pathways, what worked with their old internship programs that they need to carry forward with pathways, and what is it that you kind of leave behind because it wasn't as effective. HHS is another agency and a lot of its components who are focused really heavily on how we improve the effectiveness of the pathways programs. I can go down a fairly extensive list. I think, Tom, the challenge, like so many things in government, is that are any of those agencies doing everything related to pathways absolutely well? And you know, is it top class? I'm not sure about that, but there's certainly pockets of excellence in all of those agencies of things that they're doing really well. And we've got to be able to showcase some of that so that others can see the possibilities.
And beyond the hiring manual, I guess there are things that the hiring managers can do, especially as we referenced them earlier, to maybe make their agencies look like a place that someone young would want to go to.
That's absolutely right. And some of that, Tom, is again, who are you sending out on recruiting visits? Who are you actually you know, having talk about your agency on things like Facebook and LinkedIn and some other social media outlets? You know, how is it that you're actually attracting this generation? And I think part of this is not just young people and millennials really aren't just looking for a job experience. They're looking for a broader experience than that. They want to actually see that they've got a path forward in the agency or in a corporation or anything else. So if we're only talking about the work in the here and now, and managers are only thinking about what it is that they're going to do when they come in on day one, I think we've missed actually a prime opportunity, because that's not what's going to necessarily motivate somebody to look and say, that's the place I want to work.
And so to get the toolkit, where do people go? Where is it available?
So the toolkit is yet to be released, but it's coming shortly. And again, I think this is something that there's a lot of excitement built up around it. And again, kudos to OPM as well, because part of the way that dissemination is going to happen is through a significant roadshow that they're doing, I think, in 19 different states beginning in March. To roll some of these tools out and to help, again, both HR and hiring managers not only understand how to implement pathways, but how collectively we need to ratchet up our game as it relates to broader recruitment and hiring.